Rick joins us live on Radio Yorkshire. Rick, I've got to ask you, it's a draw. Is it a point dropped?
Yeah, it probably is. Absolutely. I think Wigan probably there for the taking today. They've had a couple of injuries into the game and they got a couple during the game. So, the opportunity to take 2 points against Wigan here, which doesn't come along often, was definitely on offer today.
It was indeed. You led for large parts of the game. Is the upset or the frustration that you couldn't quite get it done right at the end because you had chances to win it?
Yeah, we did, and we talked about showing a bit of composure and not having to do a lot of starry things at the end. It's just doing some real basic stuff, and rather than messing up, just managing the game a little bit better. Obviously, with Cruz Lehman in the sin bin with 13 minutes to go, it put a bit of pressure on us, and I was really happy to see a bit of scramble and resolve defensively on our own line when we had to, and that was great. Took a bit of juice out of us, and we struggled a little bit when we got our chance to probably ice the game in the last five.
Let's look at the positives then. Forward wise, some great go forward straight from the outset. The big fellas in the middle really did lay you a good platform, didn't they?
Yeah, I thought they did. I thought they come play, and we always know coming away and it's going to be physical, and I thought they did a good job starting the game with some real aggression and some intent. So that laid a good platform, and we got a lucky one with Jerry took an intercept and ran 90 metres and Gaskell scored after that, and you know, it put us in front. And if you're ever going to have a little bit of an ambush and win away from home when you're not fancy, you need to start well.
You do indeed. I want to ask you about Gaskell, because we've seen him at fullback, now we've seen him at halfback. He looked a real good foil with Danny Brough. You must be happy with how he's gone today.
Yeah, look, he was good, Gasky. I thought young Darnell McIntosh at fullback was pretty good as well. He had a lot of tough situations to sort out, but Gasky probably gave us a little bit more option, a bit more strike and a little bit more penetration offensively, and come up with a couple of key plays. And, you know, I'm not saying that's going to be our final result there, but for this game, we just wanted to tinker with a little bit after the last couple of weeks, and I think it definitely improved our attack.
He challenges defenders, doesn't he? He's not frightened of taking the ball into contact either, is he?
Yeah, no, he did a pretty good job. Made a couple of half breaks himself, and, you know, with a bit more support through the middle, then we might have scored a try or two, a bit more there. But, I think everyone was up for it a little bit more. We were pretty disappointed. After the league game, we were happy enough with how we competed, but we got outplayed pretty well by Lee, to be honest. And, you know, we had a longer week, so we had a bit of time to plan. We had a little bit of a game plan. It worked pretty well at the start of the game, but as the game went on and we got a bit tired, we got a bit ragged, and we didn't quite finish off the way we possibly could have to ice the cake for 2 points.
You did, but crucially, you didn't give that lead away. You know, you didn't throw the game away either. There was some great defensive efforts. There were times there, Wigan, back-to-back sets on your line, and to be fair to the guys, scrambling or otherwise, defended really well.
Yeah, probably when they took the penalty goal inside the last five and showed a bit of respect for our defence. We only had 12 men on the field at that time, and, you know, the coach decided, well, 1 point's going to be better than zero here, and, you know, It's a bit like kissing your sister in the draw. It's neither here nor there. But the effort and the resolve we showed was pleasing. We can build on that.
Yeah, very much so. Some rumours in the paper. I know the club have come out and rubbished them about Danny Brough. He didn't look to me, Rick, like a man who was chucking in the towel at the Giants.
Yeah, look, it's a bit frustrating, those sort of articles. You know, I'm not quite sure. I haven't been here too long, but I don't know what sort of reputable publication the Sun is, to be honest. And, you know, as far as me and Danny's concerned, we've got a good player-coach relationship. He's in our leadership group. He's one of our vice captains, and his efforts both on and off the field so far this year have been terrific. You know, up till last week before Lee, I think he was leading the league in try assists and line break assists, and, you know, he's been great for us. And, you know, we're happy to have him, and, you know, I'm pretty comfortable he's happy to be here. After speaking to him today, we've got no dramas. And, you know, look, he's not perfect all the time, but you know what you're getting with Danny as far as effort's concerned, and we got that again today.
You did indeed. So, I mean, overall, you met the bus trip back today. I mean, if we'd have offered you a point at kick-off, I feel you may well have taken it, but having got one, is there a bit of regret when you go home today?
Yeah, we had a chat after the game. We thought there was an opportunity to take the full 2 points, and we're disappointed with that, and we need to manage things a little bit better. But, look, to Wigan's credit, they still showed championship qualities at certain points in the game when we could have finished it off, but they didn't let us finish it off. So, you know, some credit's got to go to Wigan at the back end of the game as well.
And Leeds on Friday. Any sign of any injured players coming back for that one?
I think Dale Ferguson's a good chance to play next week, and that'd be nice. You know, but we come through relatively unscathed today at this point. And, you know, short week, so we've got a little bit of recovery to do before we line up against Leeds at home on Friday night, which is always a big one for Huddersfield.
It is indeed. Should be a cracker on Friday night. And just finally, Rick, I tell you what, your players showed some great spirit today. You must be delighted with that.
Yeah, definitely. That's a step in the right direction for us, you know. And probably our defensive, not only our defensive role, resolve, but our defensive structure held a little bit firm. And one player, I thought we handled Williams, George Williams, pretty well today. He's a real dangerous player. He's one of the key players in the competition. And when he runs the ball, he's real dangerous. I think we did a decent job on him today. And we all had to work together to do that. So that's pleasing.
Very good. Thank you, Rick, for your time this afternoon on Radio Yorkshire. We'll see you during the week ahead of the Leeds clash, but thank you for your time and well done on the point.
Pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
Rick Stone, live on Radio Yorkshire there.